In hospitals and clinics today, the MRI scanner is common. 30 years ago, it was merely a gleam in the inventor's brain. The patient is slid into the middle of the main magnet, which is just like a giant donut. The magnetic field goes right through the centre of it. In the magnet tube, there are also radio frequency coils that deliver the 90-degree pulse to excite the signal and to receive the signal coming back from the body. Usually, outside of the RF coils, are the three magnetic gradient coils. They impose spatial information along the X, Y, and Z axes. The main magnet itself is a superconducting magnet cooled to about minus 270 degrees centigrade with liquid helium. It is surrounded by a magnetic shield, which confines the magnetic field so that you can place it in a reasonably sized room without having the magnetic field escaping into the corridors outside and maybe causing danger. Behind the massive and sophisticated scanner, there are fundamental scientific principles to be revealed. Long before imaging, Nobel Prizes were won for discoveries about nuclear magnetic resonance.